Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Byron Brown. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive towards short. Maxville reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Javier reaches second base with a double. Flood goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Shannon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Holtzman bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, four strike three. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Flood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Hall reaches second base with a double. Beckert scores. Santo moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Cardinals, 1. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Williams fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Williams. McCarver moves to third. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Shannon strikes out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Dal Maxville batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxville takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Holtzman is 0-for-1 in the game. Holtzman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger bunts towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Holtzman moves to second. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Javier hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Torre is 0-for-2 in the game. Torre hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Shannon is 0 for 2 in the game. Shannon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shannon moves to third. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maxville hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive towards third. Shannon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 3 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McCarver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hickman throws the ball into Kessinger, who tags McCarver trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Holtzman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holtzman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Shannon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Byron Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Maxville is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Beckert strikes out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brock is 0-for-4 in the game. Brock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.